Twice they won the title for the most beautiful orange street in the Netherlands. Now they're aiming for a third time. For the past 5 weeks, Danny and Raymond Swennis and their neighbors have been decorating their street in The Hague. Trying to break their own record by putting up 50 kilometers of orange flags.
We are fanatical supporters of the orange team. We believe in the Netherlands. We believe in coach Louis van Gaal. This year it just has to happen, and it will. We will be the next world champions.
Last year, King Willem-Alexander visited their street to hand over the special street sign.
The king is holding this sign, and we're standing on this spot, and the king gives it this thing to us, and we are crying like child. Are we so happy?
The Dutch team never won the World Cup, although it made it to the final three times, in 1974, 78, and last in 2010. But their supporters have never given up hope.
While orange fever is on the rise, the mood is different here, this World Cup. Some blame it on the season, saying the tournament should be held during the northern summer. But others are troubled by accusations of poor labor conditions in the host nation, Qatar.
Some have called for a boycott of the World Cup by not putting on public viewings in bars and restaurants. Several surveys in Germany have shown that a majority of those asked are in favor of such a boycott. Tobias Epping is a bar owner in Bonn who has decided not to show any matches.
He says it's enough. The number of workers killed, stadiums that are air conditioning during times like these, and you can't even drink a beer, which for me as a bar owner obviously is a part of it. No, we cannot longer support that.
Supporters in the Orange Street in The Hague don't agree with such a boycott.
If you ask me if I feel bad of the people dying there, of course we do. But I think it's more a political thing. When they play, we do this. If they want to boycott it, then the KNVB shouldn't have sent them.
While the Dutch team has left for Qatar, residents of Orange Street are preparing for their first World Cup in winter, hoping that the achievements of their idols will be enough to keep them warm. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, The Hague.